So who's the best at hitting an empty net on this team now?
I think I squeaked up into the top. I don't know. Seth was pretty good the last couple of years, at least last year. But I think right now I got the hot hand.
If you guys are facing a team you know pretty well, what's that like to be in a tournament situation like this?
Familiar with them, but at this time of the year, I don't think it really matters if you're familiar with the team or not. You got to come out and you got to play your game and play how your team's capable of playing. So even though we've played them four times already this year, it's still about us coming out and making sure that we play, like I said, how we're capable of playing.
How much have you talked about maybe you guys owe them one since they've won three of the last four?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously a rivalry game and pretty intense games this year and the previous years too. So obviously not a team we like to lose to, and obviously a great shot of redemption here having a chance to end their season.
Do you feel that this team has got its consistency now after what you've done the last couple of weeks in pressure situations where it's must wins and it seems like you don't have that up and down right now? Do you feel that that's behind you?
Yeah, I do. I think throughout every year you're going to have ups and downs, and like I said, maybe this year our downs were a little more noticeable and a little more down than usual, but we're playing the best hockey we've played all year, and I think that everyone in our locker room is confident of how we're playing, and I don't think obviously we're not going to fear anyone, but we're going to go in and if we play how we've been playing, I like our chances.
You look at a year ago, everybody talks about that was the talk at the start of the season. Went away during the season. Is it starting to come back up in the room a little bit that, this is why you guys came back and why a lot of people stayed around here to get another crack at this?
Yeah. I mean, having come so close last year and losing, and, even though we had our downs this year, our main goal and our main focus was always getting to the NCAA tournament and making a deep run. Even though we come in as a 3 seed and had our, ups and downs this year, I definitely think this team can make a run. We got a lot of pieces back from last year still, and right now we're playing some pretty darn good hockey.
It's been a while since you faced them. What do you learn? What kind of a team to lead is?
Pretty similar to us. Fast. Obviously really good offensively and like to get out in transition. And I think that's why our games are so fun. We got two teams who are pretty much not identical, but like to play the same ways. Obviously, it's a rivalry game, too, so it'll be physical and it'll be heated up.
How much, if anything, did it mean for the team to win the regular season and the last weekend push and then to go into foreign territory into Joe and win the playoff title there?
Yeah, obviously it was huge. I think the big thing for us was winning the conference tournament. And, obviously the last 3 years here we've, been the 1 seed and lost, in every first game we played. So being able to kind of get over that and for the first time ever go into the NCAA tournament with a win, and I think that'll help us try and carry this momentum going and keep this hot streak we're on.
You guys have kind of been the shutdown line all season. You expect that role this weekend again, and how do you react going into it?
I hope so. I love playing against the other guys' top lines and trying to take them away, and I think hopefully it'll be the same, and hopefully we can go out there and do our job.
Going to a place like where you're going, where maybe a crowd like what you saw last weekend, how do you prepare for that? How did you deal with that last week? How do you put it out of your mind and focus on what's on the rink versus what's not going on around you?
Yeah, well, obviously the first game, against Duluth, like I said, it's a rivalry game, so it doesn't matter where we play them. It's going to be a heated battle, and it's going to be a good game. So, whether there's 20 people in the stands or 20,000, playing a team like Duluth, it's going to have some energy, and it's going to be a good game. And as far as anything else, it doesn't matter where you're playing or how many people are watching. We just got to make sure we got to come out and play the way that we're capable of playing and play the way that we have been playing the last couple weeks.
Given that you had to prove yourselves last weekend, did it help not being at home?
Yeah. I mean, I think proving yourself on the road or in a situation like last weekend helps going into the NCAA tournament, because it's going to be the same thing. We're going to be out of our element again out in New Hampshire just like we were last weekend. So we just got to make sure we come out and play how we did last weekend.